Sara Halgan, welcome to the program. Halgan, it means the fighter.
The fighter.
Yeah, and yeah. You're still fighting yes. for Somaliland to get international recognition,
yes.
which is not the case.
Yeah.
You're here in France. You gave a concert yesterday.
Yeah.
What message were you bringing to both French people and members of the Somaliland diaspora?
I say thank you, France, because I'm here. France give me the chance to live in France.
Because they gave you asylum, yeah, asylum. In 1992
yeah.
when you left Somaliland.
Oh, yes, when I left Somaliland. And then people Somaliland, the message I give, I said, don't forget the Somaliland. And wherever you are, you have to know your country, they wait you. The country who live, the 4 million people, they wait the world to be recognized. We have 25 years independent. We have a peace, we have a government, we have a 5 election presidential. We have everything. But why? Why the UN or European Union or American, they don't recognize us?
Saha, you've just released your second album. It's called Francisquio Somaliland, yeah. Franco Somaliland. Yeah. And you've recorded this. It was recorded here in France, in Grenoble, with two French musicians called Maël Salette yeah. and Émeric Kroll. Maël plays guitar, Émeric plays drums. One of the songs is called Somaliland. It says, my country, you are rich, your air is pure, full of thousands of perfumes. There is nowhere else in the world where I could feel so good. I have asked for political asylum, as I cannot stand that we kill people, women, children, old people anymore.
Yeah.
I did not have the power to stop that. I had to leave.
Yeah. I have to leave.
When did you write that? In 1992, when you left Somaliland to come to France?
In May 1991, I was there. But after that, again, it's war inside. And then I can't support that. That's why I am going out.
You were a member of SNM. This was the Somali National Movement.
Yeah.
Which fought against yeah. the Somali dictator,
yeah.
Siad Barre, in the late 1980s.
Yeah.
And you used your song a lot at that
yeah.
time. You were singing on the front with the, as we say, the freedom fighters.
Yeah.
Tell me about that time.
I was young. I don't never think in the dangerous because I was there to say I have to bring back my people, children or women. All men, all the people, there was the refugee camps in Ethiopia. And then when I singing, I don't ever get armed, but I sing. My sing, it was the army. And then when I was with SNM, I become the nurse.
You started taking care of the wounded.
Yeah, yeah. And then I make the surgery. I make everything with the doctor.
Giving them instruments and bandages and things?
First time, yes. But the second time, I came there. Really, all those things the doctor make, I make same thing.
With no training?
With no training, because I don't have a choice. When you have an airplane bombing, and then the military army, it was very heavy military army in dictator Siad Barre. Okay. And then sometimes we don't have a medical for the pain killer, and then we sing. My sing, they have many faces. Sometimes I have with the fight, sometimes with the medical, sometimes with the love. My thing, it's unique all over the world.
Sara Halgan, you really used song to heal in the real sense of the word.
Yes, to heal my people. I do that. And then I was happy to do that.
mario dayal kuma ba tagnide dige si shubay iyo dahe hana dilla duhiyo geri lood mayo shaqku dadamiyade
One song, it's we cannot forget people who died for us to get this country. Sometimes they take people like a lawyer, teacher, and kill him, and then put him on a tree, and then they make around mean and personal. And then if you want to take this person to bury them, you cannot because you died with him. One song like this.
Ala enuku dauro, may God protect you. And this song says, I say two words to the flag. You did not arrive like that, as a bit of material. Many people died so that you could exist. Many have lost everything. Many mothers have lost their children, their husbands.
Yes, her husband. Because that husband, he was the tree. And then I must never ever forget. Every time I sing, I have to say in my mind, I am here. All those people that I'm sorry.
Mahadahan qabawu iyo Jifi yu hanun iyo Halasuhuni mudibayi Urda inu dakori
Sarah Halgan, after more than 20 years, why did you return to Somaliland in 2013?
Yes, because all the Somaliland is destroyed for the war civil.
Because of the civil war?
Yes. And then after that, I say, if I have a chance one day to go back in Hargeisa, I have to create somewhere.
Hargeisa is the capital.
Capital of Somaliland. Somewhere where all the artists, because we have a big theater. Theater is destroyed. And then I say, if I have this chance, I have to go back and then create center culture to find all the artists who don't have anywhere to go. And then my dream is realized. I started to make this center culture.
haween dagaalada lagu rogmado gantaalaha la isku rido intoon ku guriixay halis rasa suubay istaquri
So now are there many more musicians artists performing in Somaliland
there is the more artists but they don't have a chance to go out in Europe the people who was with me during the civil war They are in Hargeisa. Now we play Thursday and Friday. We play music between 150 people or 250 every night. They eating there. They pay $15. And then we play the music. They take part. And then the musician, they have the money.
So there is a beginning of some new cultural life in the capital.
Yeah, new cultural life, and then they tell people we have a culture. Because the people, they think only what you want to eat, what you're doing today. They forget what we have before.
What is your traditional Somaliland culture, musically speaking? What makes it special?
Do you know the Somaliland culture? It's, if you want to say something, I love you, you cannot, but you can with the sing.
You can't say it,
you can't say,
and you can't write it, but you can sing it.
You can sing it, and then say, I love you, with the song. If you don't want someone, you cannot say it, but you can write with the song, and then say, what you do, I don't like. Yeah.
So there is a freedom through song that you don't have in the rest of your life. You started singing when you were only 13, and apparently it wasn't really the dumb thing. Is it still hard for women to sing in Somaliland?
Not now, but when I started, it was very, very hard. Some tribe, they don't like any woman this tribe who sing. And then,
is that the tribe that you were born into?
Yes.
What's it called?
It's called Saad Musa. and then there don't exist any women who sung. But in general, the tribe Isaac is a big tribe who the problem with the dictator Siad Barre. They don't like the women who sung. But we have women who sung.
This they were song. Real rebels.
Yes, it's a very nice song. Thanks to them, I became the singer for the sake of these people, this lady. It's very hard to be a woman, but when you say, that's me, the man who said, okay, they don't give the problem.
Anigo Andi Dian.
Why?
You wrote this song, Saha.
Yes.
It has a very universal message. You say, I do not deny the fault that I have committed. Yes. All humans make mistakes. Why avenge yourself? Forgive me.
Yes.
We all make mistakes, yes. But let's not continue taking revenge on other people.
Yeah. We have to go front.
Forward.
We have to go forward. And then we cannot forget, but we have to forgive our history. We have to learn in the school. But if we don't learn in the school, we could make same mistake again.
Saha Halgan, thank you very much for talking to us. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. Hanunani da ashani kuma utam qaye mandamini layski kuma tayrini karu hanunani da ashani.